Hello and welcome to More Maximum Eminem, the second in our series of talking books about the artist. It was written and researched by Martin Roach, music is by Amanda Thompson and it's read by Sean Jones. You can check out our full catalogue on our website at www.chronedreams.co.uk.
Making me a little crazy, to be honest. I'm dealing with the fame a little bit better than I was, you know, because it kind of hit me all of a sudden. You know, at first, I mean, to be honest, I was just being drugged everywhere. Like, come on, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do this, you gotta fly here, fly there, fly here, fly there. And I was going a little bit crazy, and now I'm not going crazy anymore. I already am crazy.
The complex world of Eminem is full of paradox. His musical accomplishments and creative talent seem to be limitless, and he tops the charts globally with one release after another, collecting along the way a litany of critical plaudits. Yet despite the prestigious acclaim and commercial success, Marshall Mathers's private life seems awash with convoluted and, at times, unbelievable controversy. With two multi-platinum selling albums under his belt, all eyes were on Eminem to deliver a new record that would continue what had been one of the most impressive and accomplished musical careers to date. However, he was swamped by such a barrage of legal issues, personal problems, and vicious criticism that even Slim Shady's most devout fans might have wondered if he could sustain his meteoric progress. Ironically, these constant complications were without doubt a source of inspiration and fuel for his fire. The history of music is littered with angry young men who lose their motivation and venom when success comes knocking. By refusing to tone down his opinions, objecting to critics and never diluting his hardcore sound and message, Eminem has managed to keep himself knee-deep in the sort of controversy, public frenzy, and musical inspiration that saw him smash through onto the scene back in 1999. The question now, as he headed towards a new album, more tours, and ever-increasing popularity, was would this motivation be the very same thing that would finish him? In the two-year period between his third and fourth long players, life was anything but quiet for Marshall Mathers. Facing lawsuits from his mother, two investigations involving handguns, and a continually tempestuous relationship with his wife Kim, his life at the turn of the new millennium was far from straightforward. For once, even his musical progress was being affected, with the censors and moral majority taking an increasingly dour view of his work. Back in the mid-90s, one of the single biggest elements in Eminem's breakthrough had been the willingness of pop and rock radio stations to air hip-hop records. This had projected his music out to a much larger listenership and infinitely more varied demographic than the specialist hip-hop radio network. However, this wider exposure sometimes had a downside. For example, when a Wisconsin radio station accidentally played an unedited version of The Real Slim Shady during their afternoon show, the Federal Communications Commission posted them a fine of $7,000, deeming the lyrics inappropriate for broadcast during times when children may be in the audience. Worse, much worse, was to come for Eminem. Shortly after the notorious incident at the Detroit Hot Rocks Cafe, and directly after the end of a live show on the Up in Smoke tour in Auburn Hills, his wife Kim slashed her wrists at the couple's Sterling Heights home. On Eminem's behalf, his record label Interscope confirmed the incident, but asked that the Mathers' privacy be respected at such a difficult time. Unfortunately, marital matters took a turn for the worse in mid-2000 when Kim commenced divorce proceedings in Michigan's Mount Clemens Macomb Circuit Court. Just 5 days later, Eminem also filed for divorce in the same court. Despite this, rumours abounded that a reconciliation was on the cards, and at one point that the couple were even still living in the same house. Sadly, this reunion was never to materialise. In October 2001, the childhood sweetheart's divorce was finally settled. Thankfully, both sides hinted that the agreement had been amicable, and the best interests of their child, Haley Jade, had been served.